brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting, thrilling, awesome, awesome installment of the VAR.
Yeah. That is what happens when you overdo it. Just like Man City overdid their transfers.
Oh.
Now they can't win anything.
Oh my gosh. Do you really want to go there? When you are about to play a final.
This show is starting off on a high note.
Mm.
I am hyped, low-key depressed, but hyped.
Oh my gosh.
Depressed my gosh. Because I don't know what's going to happen after, you know, during the time after the show would have been released.
Hey.
But we'll see, you know, before we get into that.
I see this,
let's start this show on a high. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We're going to start the show on a high despite me losing to Crystal Palace this past weekend on the FA Cup.
When he's saying him, he's referring to Man City.
Yes, I can finally relate to Arsenal fans now because I'm also looking forward to next season.
Eish.
Yeah, it's...
Netflix.
It's quite tragic. Netflix indeed. But you are here with your top two hosts.
Yeah.
With the first one, the host that is never on time. The host... that always stays on the touchline, you know, because I like playing on the wing. The host that is always fine in terms of like soccer predictions. DJ Sticks, and I am here with...
This is your host, the underrated.
Oh, snap.
Never overstated.
Hey!
Superstar.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Superstar. Of the world.
Damn!
The rated R... football player.
Oh man.
Yeah,
that is true because he kicks people a lot.
There was a time because I used to play defense. I used to be so bad.
Oh my gosh!
I used to kick people. Like, literally, you know when you're going for the ball, but you know you're not getting there, so you make the late challenges for the shin.
Oh my gosh!
And that was me.
Then you scream ball first, but then the guy's leg is broken.
Hey, bro. I'm not that bad. I didn't used to break people's legs.
Oh, okay.
I remember once we're in school. We're playing. It was a very intense game against a school that was quite a far distance from us. I don't remember what was the name, but I think DJ Sticks can relate to this. When you play those schools that are like far away, it's always those like intense games. So the game is going rough. We're looking at these guys. That's a meantime. We're playing like under 15. These guys look like under 17. Yeah. Some of them.
Always happens.
It always happens, bro.
There's like one or two guys where you're like, yeah.
I think there was a little bit more than one or two guys.
Snap.
Some of these guys look like under 17. We're playing against them. It's rough. I'm making my very bad tackles. It's intense. And I had a one-on-one moment with an attacker. I was on our back line. Because, you know, when I was playing on the left.
Yes.
And they passed the ball to me and I needed to clear. And now it's one-on-one. So you can't just kick the ball. So I put the ball through the guy's legs.
Oh, snap.
And then he pushes me on the side.
Oh, foul.
Yeah, foul.
Ah,
he fouled me.
That's the best. That is the best. Did you get the free kick?
Yeah, of course, bro.
It
was an obvious foul, right?
Ah, that's so clutch.
Those are some crazy times.
Man. But we are here getting into a show that is very, 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 very weird. Because, you know, like I said, I lost the FA Cup final. So for me, it's a season with no titles. And my co-host here is about to... We are about to find out whether he will be finishing the season with a title.
Man United is bringing it home or not. You know, England has been waiting for this trophy. England, man. Is it coming home tonight? Either way, it is coming home to England. It just depends whether the city is going to be painted white or red. Man. Who knows? Maybe it's going to be both white and red.
Ooh, Man United.
For Man United.
Man United. And there is a lot of hype, bro. Like, I'm seeing club legends even before the show. We were looking at a speech by Patrice Evra.
Yeah.
Where he's like also inspiring the boys. So I'm feeling like, you know, people are getting behind this game.
Yeah, and for real.
Seeing in particular a lot of like Man United fans are excited, you know?
Bro, especially after a very long period of just bad football in general.
Man.
Finishing 16th.
One of your worst seasons ever. If
I think this is the worst season in many years.
Damn.
Like many, many years. There was maybe like once many years ago, I know there's Tabo and I share the same pastor, and there was apparently a time where Man United was relegated. He told us a story where Man United got relegated.
Why are you putting me in?
Why
are you putting me in? Just because my team was relegated, now you have to
No, I'm not referring to your team, I'm referring to ours. But if you feel the pain, yeah.
I do, because mine was recent.
Yeah, so there was a time where, you know, Man United got relegated way before we even existed.
Yeah.
And now we're here again.
16th, bro. If the bottom three wasn't as bad as it was, we might have seen you in the playoffs.
But if Man United wins tonight, we turn that 16th position into a sweet 16.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, because you're going to get Champions League football.
Champions League, bro. When last? I mean, I think it was maybe two or three seasons ago we were in Champions League and then we got knocked out in like the group stages.
Yeah.
When Ronaldo was still around. Either group stages or round of 16.
Oh, yes.
One of them. I think it was round of 16 because we had just made it.
Did try to drag you all through, bro, but yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, he had an altercation with our coach.
Man.
And then things went south from there. From there, he slid onto an interview and that was it.
Just out of curiosity, I know we're deviating, but how do you think Cristiano would have done under a coach like Ruben Amorim?
I find that's quite an interesting question, because if you look at those two, they're obviously from the same national team, they have the same nationality, which means they would have at some point, I guess, played in the same. Did they ever play together?
Yes, they did.
Same national team, even though obviously Ruben Amorim is long retired. Ruben Amorim is relatively a young coach. I mean, what is he, early 50s or late 40s?
40s.
Late 40s, maybe. Are about the same. Not the range between him and Cristiano Ronaldo is not too wide.
Yeah.
Maybe at most, like, what, 10, 12 years?
Maybe even less, eh?
Maybe less.
Maybe even less. I'm just confirming. Nope. Same age, bro.
They're the same age. Yeah. That is crazy.
A couple of months apart. So
that is even crazy.
Amorim was born 27th of Jan. Cristiano was born 5th of Feb. Not even, probably like a week.
I'm trying to think, like, as much as I'd like to think that they would get along, because of Cristiano Ronaldo's personality, I think to some degree there would be issues. Because not to say, I mean, if you look at what happened between Ronaldo and Ten Hag, now obviously Ronaldo has experience, he knows what he's doing, he's won many Champions League, we know that. But there is a certain boundary that you have to have.
Yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many titles you have. It doesn't matter what you've done. Your manager is still your manager, and there is the reason why he's there. And I don't know if they would have done too well because of Amorim's ideology, especially. He wants players that are fit, players that are going to run. Ronaldo is not going to do that. Unfortunately, at the stage where he's at right now, his best position is in front of goal, where you can feed him balls and he can put them in the back of the net.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very good analysis.
Yeah.
I am quite certain that's what would have gone down.
We could have, like, if Ruben Amorim came, that's a system that he wanted. Obviously, maybe they would have adjusted Ronaldo's position, but otherwise, you know, we'd have to sell him for a good couple of millions. Get another player.
How much did you guys end up selling him for? Was he free?
He went on a free.
Damn.
His contract was terminated, as in
finish. Like, we don't want you.
They cancelled his. He breached his contract.
Mutual.
It was mutual agreement, but I think he breached his contract. He went to speak without consulting Man United. So it's quite interesting how, you know, Piers Morgan is in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
But...
Pierce. Let's go, boy, Pierce.
He pierced through Ronaldo and Ten Hag's relationship.
For sure.
But
for sure,
yeah,
for sure,
hey, for that's sure. That's quite interesting. Really looking forward to a lot of things. Eh?
Yeah. And speaking of players leaving, so obviously Kevin De Bruyne had his final game, a final home game for Man City. Wasn't a bad game. And obviously afterwards he was given like a celebration. 10 years in Man City. Obviously it's good to remember the good times.
Yeah.
And hopefully we are getting into a new phase where another Kevin De Bruyne will emerge in Man City.
So like what's next for Kevin De Bruyne?
We have no idea. At this point there's been some, you know what I mean, like sparks and rumors there. There was a Liverpool rumor, but he was quick to say no ways. there's a Napoli rumor.
Yeah.
Napoli is
possibility.
Yeah, but what I'm getting from De Bruyne, right? So I watched a documentary. It was a documentary centered around the time when he came back.
Yeah.
Around the time when he came back. Remember when he came back against Newcastle?
Yeah.
And then he scored a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically he was complaining about the fact that these days, with the way football is, there's just too many games. Like players have no time to rest.
No time to recover.
So yeah, and obviously with him, it was about for 10 years, top level, playing day in day out, 80 something games in a season, crazy stats. So he was just saying like he feels that it's almost time to like sort of lay low a bit, like cool down, and like play football not on that scale.
I can't help but think like, is he going to China?
Yeah. So those comments immediately take you to like your MLS.
Yeah, MLS, China,
Saudi.
As long as he's not going to play in Inter Miami, because at this point, like, what are they building? A World 11?
I don't see him going to Inter Miami, but I do see him going to a place like less competitive. So a team like Napoli, for me,
Napoli is a bit too competitive.
Yeah, that's like Serie A trying to win the league. That's like trying to win the league. I mean, it's too competitive. Plus, he strikes me as a family man. So obviously he's gonna want to spend more time with his family. So, and obviously wives are into like your Dubais, and so I'm seeing a Saudi move.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I mean, who knows? What if he goes to Eredivisie or something?
I don't know.
Well, Eredivisie is not necessarily home for him, because that's like
any other league will demand like a lot from him.
Yeah.
A lot.
But if you think about it, there are some of those, like Eredivisie is not too demanding unless he ends up in like a PSV where they won the title, because they're obviously going to be in Champions League.
Or your Ajax.
Ajax, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
But who knows? He could go to Bundesliga 2.
Bundesliga 2? Nah, there's no way he'll go to Bundesliga 2. No way. Maybe Bundesliga again.
Maybe.
Wolfsburg, who knows?
Wolfsburg, a nice return.
Nice return. You know
I mean?
But
I know maybe he wants a low-key or low-profile career from now on, but I mean, one last shot, Chelsea?
I don't think so. Not after Man City.
Club
legends don't normally... A guy with a statue at another Premier League club doesn't normally...
I mean, if not for Sir Alex Ferguson, there's a good chance Ronaldo could have gone to Man City or Liverpool.
Cristiano, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
He can do those things.
Yeah, maybe that was the wrong name to bring up. Only he can do what he does.
Cristiano is Cristiano, man. You know, but yeah, mostly club legends can't actually come back. There was one that I saw where, remember, Cesar Azpilicueta?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he is leaving Atletico on a free. And there's already been like interest shown by some Premier League clubs.
Yeah.
But he declined and said no. He's not going to come back to the Prem with respect for Chelsea.
Yeah.
So there's no way he's going to come back to the Prem. So I'm seeing like a lot of players do that. After Salah leaves, I don't see him joining a Premier League club.
Liverpool.
I don't see him joining a Premier League club.
Yeah, look, he might go and play for like Al Ahly or something. go play maybe for a Saudi club.
Yeah,
Al Nassr, Al Ittihad.
That's what I see.
Make some good bucks there.
That's what I see for Mohamed Salah. And another legend leaving, another club legend leaving. Sad one. This one was maybe even more sad than Kevin De Bruyne's one, bro. Jamie Vardy.
What? Leaving Leicester. No way.
Leaving Leicester. And on his final day, on his 500th club appearance, right? He scores his 200th goal.
What?
So going into this game, he had 499 appearances and 199 goals.
Nice.
And he made it perfect. So now, yeah, I mean, obviously he's Leicester City's top goal scorer. That we know for sure.
Yeah.
But he's also like Leicester City's GOAT.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hands up for Jamie Vardy. He's been a very sensational player. Yeah. I can remember a couple of years back, he was very hot on the market. Every Premier League club wanted him. Mm. We thought he was going to go to United and all of the other clubs linked with him. But he's had quite a good career, I can say.
And if you watch him, he's still a machine.
Yeah.
He's still a machine. Even when he scored, he did the classic celebration, where he's like basically to the haters, keep quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he left because him and the coach weren't like getting along.
Yeah.
And obviously, coaches like your Ruud van Nistelrooy. Yeah. Your coach was a top level striker.
Yeah.
And now you are a striker and you're like 39. I think there's because obviously Van Nistelrooy knows himself when he was 39. So maybe there was a thing of Brur, like you're too old, and then Vardy was probably like, no, I can still go, you know. But he's leaving the club, and it was quite sad to see. But it was good how Leicester City honored him. Like they were selling Jamie Vardy face masks outside.
Yeah, I bet their shirt prices are going up now.
Ooh, t-shirt sales were crazy. Almost every fan in the stadium was wearing a Vardy shirt.
Yeah.
And then they brought the squad from 2015-16 when they won the league. They brought all those players back to come and honor him. So your Mark Albrighton, your Shinji Okazaki, Wes Morgan, they all came in their suits there.
Nice.
Did like a guard of honor for him. That's nice, man. But, you know, it makes me feel like I'm old now.
And, Ronaldo could have had that, but he pierced us.
The way he left wasn't... he pierced. the way he left wasn't obviously ideal. But maybe we'll see a Ronaldo farewell at United. I don't know.
Yeah, although I think somehow he should have a statue outside Old Trafford.
Mm.
If that doesn't happen...
Even the Bernabeu, man.
Bro,
but the Bernabeu,
he definitely needs to have a statue there. That would be a crime.
But yeah, but you know, you do know the belief of the club is bigger. We don't.
Yeah,
it was just his time in Real Madrid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're still waiting for the Messi farewell. That one might never come. That one is a football injustice. That one.
Bro, you know how many seasons I've even like just remembered that I was anticipating Messi going back to Barcelona. So much so that I've forgotten about it now.
Yeah, but now it's, I mean, now he's, the guy's like, what, 37 years old now. There's no way. Plus, there's
maybe
a fresh...
Yeah, he fresh can do Lamine a Ronaldo Yamal. And just go and rack up goals.
Left to play as a CM.
Yeah.
Next to Pedro.
Put him as a striker, the central striker.
False nine. Take us back. Take us back to the beginning.
Hey, those are some days.
Were some days. And then speaking of Messi, I like how these segues are going. Barcelona is looking to give Lamine Yamal the number 10 T-shirt for next season. This is the club is planning for this shirt switch from July, and they will confirm the final decision.
And what
soon.
Number is he currently wearing?
19.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't paid much attention. Look, for me, I think that's well deserved. I hope it's not premature. I don't think it's premature. He's proven himself. He's done it in
Do you think he should do it?
I think he should wear the number 10. If anyone...
You know, because Messi was like a number 10. As in, I don't think his switch was because, you know, Ronaldinho, like this number 10 has to belong to our star player. I feel like
but
his
you
switch
know,
was natural.
The number 10 in Barcelona and in most clubs, specifically Barcelona... was linked to their star players.
Man.
Think about it.
Even more so now. I mean, now it's like... Obviously, we forget about the Fati era.
like the only thing that can really mess up the link between the jerseys and the players is when you have it when it's premature. You look at Ansu Fati.
Oh my gosh, he looked good.
Oh they gave him the jersey.
Oh my gosh.
He flopped.
One of the biggest footballing mistakes ever.
If you look at Man United, the amount of people that were cursed by that number seven because of obviously Cristiano Ronaldo, who we've spoken about too many times on this episode right now. I'm even tired of him.
No, but there was David Beckham before that. There was Cantona before
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So you look at the lineage. You look at Eric Cantona. You look at David Beckham. What other players? I'll have to think.
Yeah, probably Bobby Charlton. Oh, yeah. Wait, wasn't he 10? Okay, we'll confirm that.
Yeah, we'll confirm that at another time. But you look at Eric Cantona, you have the likes of David Beckham, and then Cristiano Ronaldo even then wins a Ballon d'Or in that jersey.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
at the people that came after that, you have Memphis Depay.
Di Maria wasn't that bad. He was before Depay, but
the relationship
he was only for one season.
Yeah. No, I don't think Di Maria was before Depay.
He was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
All right, but then we have the likes of Angel Di Maria. Or Angel, I don't know how they pronounce it.
Yeah.
Memphis Depay, you had Alexis Sanchez.
Oh, gosh.
It's just a list of bad ones.
Oh, gosh.
And then after that, I'm not sure if they gave the number seven much to anyone. I think it was reserved after that.
Before CR7 came back.
There might have been one or two other players that, you know, have won the number seven. But for a while after that, it wasn't won. Something that surprised me till this moment is that they gave that number to Mason Mount. I still don't think. Maybe it was a way to bag Mason Mount.
Doesn't make sense. Who's your 10? Do you guys have a 10?
Well, we have someone wearing the 10, but we don't have a 10. Marcus Rashford.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Guys, it's quite crazy if you think about it. DJ Sticks has forgotten who our number 10 is. It shows a lot to say what impact this guy has in our club. Right now, specifically in this moment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right now it's definitely bringing glory to that Aston Villa number 9.
Yeah,
more than
I mean,
to the United 10.
There's rumors of him going to Barcelona. If he goes to Barcelona, it could be a good thing for him. From a perspective of Barcelona's tactics, I don't know how that's going to work. Is he going to be a central striker? Of course, that means he'll be now attempting to compete with Lewandowski. I don't know if there's much competition for Lewandowski there. It's a very interesting one for me because obviously his best position is off the left, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if my understanding serves me right, that's where Rafinha is playing.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's more towards the bench unless he pulls something crazy. But yeah. Hansi Flick does like to rotate. You look at that Bayern Munich 2020 squad. It was a squad filled with like crazy. I think he had the most wingers, like Perisic was you are still there, Sane. It was insane. Coleman,
oh, that's crazy.
Gnabry was still fast. Like he had like a lot of wingers there. He had Coutinho there. No one knows how he rotated
Coutinho
so
to
many
Bayern
players.
Was criminal.
Yes, and then he still scores two against Barcelona. Man,
while being on loan.
Man. So we do know. We do hope that it goes well with Lamine Yamal, and yeah. But some exciting players that are available for transfers. So obviously we are approaching the end of the season, which is the transfer window.
Yeah.
Xavi Simons is leaving RB Leipzig. Benjamin Sesko as well. So those are the two star players from RB Leipzig are set to leave. And they are available for transfers. Manchester United are really keen on signing Matthias Cunha. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, they're really closing in. Look, I think that's a good thing. He is much older than our current attackers.
Mm.
I believe he has more experience.
Maturity.
He's
dynamic.
More mature. Yeah, and I think that will be good for us when we have an actual striker who has something to stand on, and that's going to come into that dressing room. Now you're giving those young guys something.
Yeah.
Something to look up to.
Yeah,
and
also
it does always help, especially in the big games, in the important moments, to have someone of that level who can deliver. So I think it's a really good thing. I'm not against the strikers that we currently have now. They are making development. Hoyland's progress is slow, but I do believe if he pushes through, we can see something there. And obviously, Xerxes, prior to his injury, has also developed his own set of confidence.
Yes,
He's pushing past, making, skilling past defenders. he's making an attempt, and I was quite happy to see that from him, that he broke out of his shell, and now we're just waiting for Hoyland to do the same. I mean, I looked at which I'm not sure if it was the last game that they played in the Europa, where he got Ahmad provided an assist for him, and he scored, and he looked excited, but there's that, you know, that inner fight that was not in there yet, and obviously because of his current bad spell. But if you can just see him come up again, it would be a good thing. But like, without going on too much of a rant, I am more than excited to see a striker come in, a proper striker.
Proper striker, yeah. I personally think that for this upcoming season, we are going to see the best level of football that we have seen for a while. The reason why I'm saying that is because clubs are hungry, but also the World Cup is coming.
Bro.
So players are going to be wanting to get those national team call-ups.
Yeah.
The English players are going to go crazy. You know what I mean? Because if you don't play, if you don't perform, you don't enter the squad.
Which also, sorry to go back, but then poses, Marcus Rashford moving to Barcelona poses a threat of him getting into the squad.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot to play for.
Exactly. 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 Plus, Champions League, many teams are going to be coming back with fire. We've already seen Hansi Flick's contract extension. And now we've just heard this past few days that Rafinha also signed a contract extension. Lamine Yamal's contract extension is already ready.
Bro.
I'm sure it's a crazy figure cash contract. 8 years or something. Yeah, yeah. It's sounding crazy. I think we are getting close to those Messi contracts.
I'm very much, being a Man United fan, looking forward to the end of the season. Yeah. Not just because we performed badly, but loanees are coming back. Obviously, some of them will still be sold.
Yeah.
Marcus Rashford being one of them. Anthony very likely being sold. A transfer that I forgot about, how I don't know. Yeah. Tyrell Malacia is coming back after having won the Eredivisie with PSV.
Damn, again?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay,
well, what do you mean again?
Didn't he come from...
No, he didn't come from PSV. He came from Feyenoord.
Oh.
So now he went to PSV on loan. They won the Eredivisie. Now he's coming back. Hopefully, he can give us some experience as well as squad depth on that left back, because we really need it. I saw how...
Yeah.
I mean, we all witnessed how Tyrell Malacia was being run back on that wing by Premier League's very fast attackers.
Hey. Hopefully, he was gymming there.
Hopefully, he was doing some extra gym, training them calves. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what scares me, though?
What?
What scares me, right? Number one, is that all of your loanees basically did well.
Yeah.
Whichever clubs they went to, they did well, and they played a huge part of the successes at that club.
The club.
Anthony, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Real Betis is in the final of the conference.
Yeah,
league.
They're in the final with Chelsea, bro.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's playing a final. Malacia won the Eredivisie. Rashford obviously like did well with Aston Villa. So they're coming back with like very, very
positive points.
Positive minds. What scares me, man, is if Ruben Amorim has been keeping contact. Because if he has been keeping contact with them, that means that these guys are like
ready to come.
There's a relationship.
Yeah.
So they won't just come back and be like, I wanna go. If they are thinking, let me go back and dominate, we're going to see a very interesting league next season.
Bro.
We're going to see a very, 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 very interesting league
next season. Yeah, but I'm happy overall, because obviously we're also going to make one or two new signings.
Yeah.
We're going to have a preseason where the manager can really build his building blocks.
Yes.
And put into the squad. But like I said, I'm just looking forward to what's going to happen. Aiden Heaven returned back to the squad after being injured in the Arsenal game previously.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Lenny Yoro, all of the guys, is just going to be an interesting one.
Good luck on the final today, man. You know,
I
hope you guys win, so that you guys can come to the Champions League and
Hot take: Who are you going for? Real Betis versus Chelsea.
Real Betis versus Chelsea.
And don't do favoritism because of Anthony.
No. Chelsea normally does well in Champions League finals.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat us 1-0 when we still had Sergio Aguero.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Just correction, I realized that we said Champions League, but it's actually the Conference League.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Chelsea's their team that's going to
win. So we've got three finals lined up. We've got the Europa final, which is tonight of this recording. So yeah, it's an all English final, very hectic. We're looking forward to that. And then we also have the Conference League final. It's going to be a very hot game. That's Chelsea versus Real Betis. Obviously, this is mixed emotion because as it's England, an English team versus a player that we really like here on the show.
the GOAT!
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting one. And then obviously we have the Champions League. My prediction is that Inter Milan is going to put Italy on the map again, bring Italy back to, you know, the GOATs talk in terms of English giants.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So we're looking forward to this. We've got, you know, Man United and Tottenham tonight, Real Betis and Chelsea next week, Wednesday.
Yes, next week, Wednesday. So 7 days from now.
7 days from now. Yes. So, yeah, we're looking forward to this. Very potentially two English teams returning with trophies in these 2 weeks.
Yeah, and obviously next season Man City will come back and win the league again. And yeah, the cycle will start over, you know.
We do this again, you know.
On that note, we are going to end our show. Please join us next week, same time, same place.
Peace out.
Peace.
XFM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.